she is. My lamokim shimoi. What does it mean by the place of the mother? Shamat minof mirza proof. Bas eitzalim. That a daughter goes to live by his mother, by her mother. Loishna gdola, loishna ktana. Now is this gzera, chshash, that maybe they'll kill the kid, it's only if it's a young kid. An older kid you won't kill. So that's the chiddush, that even the gdola, that there's no sakana, maybe the yarshri av will kill her, still the lacha is, daughters go to the mother. That's the lacha, if they get it. Get, the daughters go to the mother. La lacha, boys are different. La lacha, boys go to the father. That's the answer, shalala, la lacha. Right. Lo yarmu shnayim. Now both of them can say, listen, you will both support her halfway. No, they both have to give a complete support. Who garbo, there was a man. The oigulei reicha lechavri. He rented out his mill, his grinder, to his friend. And the mal is supposed to pay rent. But what he did was latchina. He didn't charge him rent, but instead of charging him, he gave him his wheat to be ground up, and he grinded his wheat for him. L'saif, at the end, what came out, the yasser, this man became rich. And Zovin Reicha V'chamri bought his own mill with his own donkey. So the kid said, a rich man now has his own mill and his own donkey, so he could grind now his own wheat. But his first millstone, he still rented out. So now he wants that person to pay him money. Like, listen, up until now, I let you grind my wheat, but now I don't need you anymore. So now I want you to pay money. Amalei said to him, Adid, until today, have it techino gaboch. Up until today, I didn't have my own millstone. You used to grind for me. That was your pay. Abahashtu, now that I do my own work, have liagra, I want you to pay for the millstone, for the mill that you're borrowing, you're renting. Omalesi said back to him, nothing doing. I don't give you no cash. Mitchon tachino lecho. What I want to do for you is I don't care. You have your own mill, so what? Keep on giving me your wheat, and I'll grind your wheat. I don't got no money, no cash to give you. That's what he said. So Shaul, does he have a right to say this or not? So Sava Ravina Lameima, Ravina thought to say, Sava Ravina Lameima, Hainu Masnisin, that's Mamash Din of our Mishnah, that La Yom Lushnei, the two husbands can say, Harayonu Zana Noisa Kechod, that will both support it together 50-50. El or rather Echod Zana, one of these two husbands have to give her the food, the Echod Noisin Law to Meima Zainus, and the second one has to pay the money. Like these two husbands both took upon themselves to support the daughter for 5 years. So they both have to pay the money. So one gives food and one pays the money. So that's what it's what to say here also, the same thing. That he has to pay the money over here. He's going to have to pay back. Or Malay Rav Aviyah. Rav Aviyah said, no, me dummy. One case is not like the other case. Horsome over there by the daughter. Chad Karisa Isla. She only has one stomach. Tati Karisa Lesla. She doesn't have two stomachs. So therefore they both can't give her food. Like what is she going to do with double food? She can't eat two meals. She only has one stomach. So therefore we say one has to give money. But Hocher over here, what's going on again? The guy that's renting this grinder says, I don't want to pay you cash, but rather give me your wheat, I'll grind your wheat for you. It's a good time here. Motzi Yomli can say like this, Tchoin v'zoven, tchoin v'yosef. Ah, you have your own millstone, your own grinder, gesundheit. Grind what you want and sell that. You'll make profit. But your own mill, your own grinding you have to do, give it to me and I'll give it to you. In other words, I don't have cash to pay you, I'll still only grind for you. The Gemara says, Le'amon Zoni Selel, the less late Chino L'Recha. Where this poor person that's renting it doesn't have too much business. So therefore, since he doesn't have too much business, he has a right to say to the owner, I don't have cash to pay you. What I'll do for you still is I'll grind for you. Avalis late Chino L'Recha. But let's say the guy has a lot of business. He's working, he's grinding a lot of wheat, and maybe he's making a lot of cash. Kagain zu, in such a case, we force the guy to say, listen, what are you bothering the owner to say? You don't have cash to pay him. You want to grind his wheat? What for? You're busy all day, you have your own business here. You're grinding all day, you're making plenty of money. So if so, there's no reason why you shouldn't pay him the money. So well, in such a case, Russia's zenen, zelechoser, loyoysen toiva. So that's called midas daim. So therefore, in such a case of ad, we force him to pay the owner back the money. So at the Mishnah, almona shomra, an almona that said after the husband dies, she says, "Yefsha loses me beis bali. I don't want to leave my house." The husband died, the leftover children, sons, and the son yashin everything, but the almona still has a right to stay in the house. She still keeps the house, and she says, "I don't want to move out of my husband's house." is ein ayorshi mechodem loimelo lechila beis avicha. The sons cannot tell her, go to your father's house. She has a right to stay there. After tonight's suba, she has a right to stay in the house. V'yonu zayin oischa. They can't tell her, go to your father's house, we'll support you there. You can't say that. Elazon and oischa v'noistan lo modu lefi kvoida. They have to support her, at tonight's suba, and she has to live lefi kvoida, the way she was used to when the husband was alive. The same way she was living when the husband is alive, she has a right to continue living afterwards and use his property, use the house. What about Omri? She says, if she loses in the Beis Abba, I want to go to my father's house, I want to stay there. Is if so, Yecholana Yorshim Leimelo, the Yorshim Ketela, Im At Etzlanu, if you live by us, Yesh Lecha Mezoinus, then we'll support you. V'yin Ein At Etzlanu, but if you're not going to live by us, you're going to your father's house, Ein Lecha Mezoinus, we're not going to give you money, we're not going to feed you. The Gemara says, because if she lives by them, there's a special bracha of Nei Rav Habayis. Like then there'll be a bracha in the house. If she goes away, the Pasha Pshat is that, if you have to cook for 10 people, it's not so expensive. But once you have to send the food away to somebody else, it's very expensive. So Yashim says, live by us better, and one more portion doesn't mean so much. But if you live by your father's house, that we support you, that's too much, we're not going to do it. His Ein Lecha Mezoinus. Im Hoysa Tuenis, but let's say she has a taina. She's very young. They're also very young. There was in a case where the children weren't her children. The father had children from another wife. And that wife died. And the father remarried. And now the father dies. Since children are young, and she's young. In such a case, she's afraid to live with them. She's afraid alznus. She's afraid they'll beat them up. Says so, zona noisav hibavesaviyah. Then she has a right not to live with them. It's a sakana to live with them. It's not her own children, and they're her same age. Then she has a right to go to her father's house, and then the yoshim have to support her. Just when it's their mother, and they have a taina to the mother, live by us, and we'll support you. And she says no, she wants to go to her father's house, then the sons do not have to support her. Tana Rabbanan, the verse is like this. Mishameshes bimodur kiderach shemishtameshes b'chaya baila. She has a right to live now in the house the same way she lived when the husband was alive. With the same maids and slaves she could work with. The same type of pillows and blankets. The same type of bed, clothing she had when the husband was alive, she still uses now. The same golden and silver kalim. Because that's part of the ksuba, that a husband writes an ksuba to his wife, you have a right to live in my house, and to get fed from my property, Kol zaman you stay in Amona. After the husband dies, and she does not remarry, she remains in Amona, she has a right to be fed, and it says in the ksuba, in my house, that she has a right to live in the husband's house, even after he dies. And the Yoshin can't take it away from her. Tony Rav Yosef Yossi said, the Diyak is Bebesi in his house, for Lebe Bikosi, and he can't push her off. In Rashi says, Besar into a tent. He can't throw her into a tent. She has a right to live in the husband's house the way they were before. Omer Rav Nachman, Yisoymrim Shemochor Moder Almona, if the Yisoymrim went ahead and sold their mother's house, is Leyosav Leklum, they have no right to do it. They have no right to sell their mother's house. She has a right to live there. For tomorrow, Maishnam Midrabasi, why is it different than Rabasi's than Om Rav Yechanan? The Yom Rabasi, Om Rav Yechanan. Yesoy Mim Shekodmu. Omachru Benachosu Muatim. In the case where the father died and he left over boys and girls. So Lachur is usually the son's Yashin and the daughters get fed. Let's say there's only a small amount of Nechosu left over, only enough to support the girls. So the girls get it. And still Rabbi Yechanan said that if the Yisraelim, the boys, go fast and sell those property, Mashamachru Machru, if they sold it, the sale takes place. They're not supposed to. They're supposed to leave it for their sisters. But if they went fast and sold, it's good. So how come over here was saying if they sell the Amana's house, here the sale is no good. What's the difference? Someone says, Hosom loy mishtabi lo mechayim. Over here the Shiba was not chal mechayim. Now it's by the daughters. They first get their mezoinos after the father dies. So the chiyuv wasn't there when the husband was alive. This the Tanai Ksuba, Mishtabdilo Mechayim. It started Mechayim. She was living in the house Mechayim. The Tanai Ksuba is there Mechayim. So since she's already living there in the house, therefore she has a right to stay there, and the kids have no right to sell it. Yeah, alright, turn off. The Omer Abaye says, Nektinon, we'll keep like this, we'll learn like this. Moder Almona. What's going to be in the case if the Almona's house falls down? After the father, husband dies, now the house caves in. Is Eina Yoshim Chayavim Lefnoisa? The Yoshim don't have a Chiyav to rebuild it. It's only if Esoi calls them on the house is there, she has a right to live in it. But if it falls down, they don't have to rebuild it. Tanya Namiyach learned this also. Moder Almona Shinofon, the case where the house fell in. That's not part of the Tanai Ksuba to fix it up. The Tanai Ksuba is that she could stay living there. For Loyoy, not only this, even if she says, Mishali, so that Amona says, leave me alone, I want to build it up, and I'll pay for my own money, and Shoyim law, the Yoshim don't have to listen to her. When the house caved down, the Basi is not here, there's no more Tanai Ksuba. The Yoshim have right to say, get out, we want this property now, we're going to sell the property. We're not going to let you rebuild. Because the Tanai Ksuba was only, close them on the houses there. What about Boy Yabai? Yabai asked a question like this. Shiftso Mahu Teiku. Let's say she herself went ahead and fixed it up. It was like cracking. Rashi says, Choska Betkeho. She went ahead and made it strong. My Rashi, Mi Arminan, Loi Mafkinan Lo, Kol Yomim, She Yochul Eskayim, Oy Du Marminan Lo, Lav Kol Kimincha. Like this, the house would have caved in another year. She went ahead and fixed it up, now it's not going to cave in. So do the Yoshim have right to say, listen, the house was supposed to cave down, and after a year, you have to go. Or else, no, now that she fixed it up already, Lamaisa, the house is still standing, as long as it's still standing, she can stay there. Take, this we have a Shiloh. Omri Yeshi, let's say she says that she only wants to stay by her father's house. For the Gemara, so the Mishnah says that she only wants to live by her father, then the Yorshim, the kids, don't have to support her. For the Gemara, V'leis V'lo, Kiyas V'osam. Well, why not? Why don't the Yorshim have to bring it to her when she's living by her father's house? Versus Messiah Lele Rav Huna, Sarayat Rav Huna, the Omri Rav Huna, Birchas Habayis Beruba. There's a bruch in the house when there are a lot of people there. In other words, it's easier to make one big meal than to have to make two separate meals. So that's why we support you, is only if you're by us, it's easier. But we should send you a special meal, that no. Trashi bin Ayodim, Shoizim, Zeh, Mishtakrin, Amazel, the Rab Modif. Another Pshat Mach says, when you have a few people working together, it goes easier, and there's a bigger mazel. So therefore, they have a right to say that when you're by us, there's a bigger mazel, we'll support you. If you're not here, we're not going to. So good, Rasha Lefri Mashin is smart to Birchas Abayis Vitziyosa. If you see that she's living and now there's less of a brocha there, less of an income, so support her less. But I call upon him something, you should support her. So what's Hochinami and Echnami? That much you do have to. Hochinami. That much you do. You just don't have to support her the regular amount. But what you see less, that's how much you pay her less. Omar Rafuna says now, Loshin Chacham and Bracha. When Rashi says, Yesh Lumad Mimenu Bracha V'Yesh Rafua. You can learn now what the Chacham teach us things about Bracha, about becoming rich and becoming healthy. Loshin Chachamim Oysher. For when the Chacham's sake, learn how to become rich. And Loshin Chachamim Arape. For when the Chacham's sake, learn how to become heal you. What does that mean? Bracha Od Yamorin. That's what we just learned about. That Birchas Abayis Bruva, the Chacham told us things about a Bracha. That the more people you have in the house, the more of a bracha, the better the mazel will be. Loshin Chachamim Oysher, where do they talk? Oysher, where's the case of Oysher becoming rich to Tanan? Hamoyche Peris Lachaveroi. Somebody sold Peris fruits to his friend. Moshach, and the person made a Kinya Meshicha. For Loy Modad, but he didn't measure it out yet to make the exact amount of it. Kona, he's Kona. Since he made the Meshicha, made the Kinyan, it's his. Modad, let's say they measured it. For loy Moshe, he didn't make kinyan yet. He didn't make the Meshicha. Loy Kone, he's not Kone. Let's say it was a Pikeach. Seicheres Mekoimai. If you wanted to make sure when somebody's touching around with your Paris, that what he gets is Kone, be Seicheres Mekoimai. Rent out that place. If you rent out the place to Rashi, they have like ki chaser, it's like your chaser. The chaser were kind of loy. Hereato lomad mikan schoira. Shloyochel ha-moicher lachzer. That the moicher can't go back on it. Hereloche lomad miloshechomim. Learn out how to become rich here. If you want to go buy something, it's before you made the Meshicha. You're afraid maybe the moicher will retract and not sell it to you. So what you should do is sechres mekoimai. You rent that place. If you rent the mokim, it's like your chotzer. Now that it's in your chotzer, automatically it becomes yours. So in other words, it's a trick of the moicher. So the one that's selling it to you won't realize this. The one that's selling it to you, like, lets you look it, but calls the money to make a kinyan, he can retract. But if you go fast and rent this place from him, it's like your mokim now, so he can't retract on it. Okay, so it gives you some advice how to do business. What's merapa? Where's the case of becoming healthy? The tanan. Or about medicine, lo yilas adam chitim, a person should not chew wheat, v'nicha gabi makos v'pesach, and leave it on his wound on Pesach, v'vesha machmitzois, because that becomes chametz. But our koponim, you see from here, that chewing wheat and putting it on a wound is healthy, it's a good refuah. So from this you learn refuah. Tana Rabbon, famous Gemara here, v'shas p'tirosel sherebi, when Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Rebbe was about to be niftar, Omar, he said, Libni ani tzorach, I want to see my children. Is nichnusu bonavetle, children went to him. Omalem, he told them like this, here's the rule, b'chvod imchem, I want to be very careful to give respect to your mother, even after I die. Ner yi adolak mekoimai, there should always be a candle or a lit. Trash eshel ashuchon, k'moi b'chai, t'chol eros shabbos ha'yibor l'beisim, mishniftluk l'kamon. Like we'll soon see, the famous Meister Rebbe used to come to visit his wife every Friday night. He used to make kiddush for his wife. Even after he was nifter, he used to come down. So Kitzi told him, make sure the candles are always burning right there on the Shabbos table. And Shulchan Yayorach Ben Koimai. I want to make sure the table is always set nicely. Mita Taimutsasim Koimai. My bed should always be made nicely also. Mashbi even slept there Shabbos night. That's what we told the sons. Now, Yosef Chofni, Shimon Ephrosi, these two people, Haim Shimshuni B'chayai. These are the two people that took care of me, or served me when I was alive. Fehaim Yishamshuni B'maisi. They'll also take care of me in Olam Abba. And upstairs, they'll also take care of me. Now, Hizru B'chayt Imchem. Rabbi told his children, give cover to your mother. For at the Gemara D'Raisi. What did Rabbi tell this to children for? It's a pasuk in the Torah. The Chsiv. Kabed Asavichav Yasimecha. So what's the chiz? What does Rabbi have to tell his children? Give respect to your mother. So Torah says it. And the Gemara, Eishes Av Hevi, it meant to say it was his father's wife. It wasn't their children, it wasn't their mother, in other words. No, he married a second wife. So he told his first children, respect my second wife. Eishes Av Hevi. So the Gemara, Eishes Av Namidiraisa. Even your father's wife is also Midiraisa. The Tanya we learned. The pasuk says, "Kabed esavicha v'yesimecha." What's the S? Esavicha means zu esha savicha. Your father's wife, even though it's not your mother. V'yesimecha zu bali mecha. That means your mother's husband, even though it's not your father. Vov yisir, what's the extra vov? L'rabes esachicha godol. Midiraisi mechuyu, to give respect to your older brother. So what did Rabbi have to tell his children for? At the Marhani Mili Mechayim. This pasuk only means calls them on they're alive. You have to give them respect. Like here, after Rebbe dies, then Midiraisi not Mechuyah to give respect to his wife. The Maisit wasn't the children's mother. So it's not their mother. It's only it's their father's wife. So Kozuman, the father is alive, they have to give her respect because of the father. But now that Rebbe died, Midiraisa, they don't have to give her respect. Rebbe told them, please still give her respect. Ner ye dolevim kame, I want my ner to always be lit. Shulchan Yerach M'Koymai, let my table always be made. Mita Tei Mitzvah M'Koymai. For the Gemara, my timer, what was Rebbe so makbid punk that his Shabbos table and his bed should always be made? So Gemara says, because the mice with Rebbe was, even after Rebbe was Niftah, Kol Beis Shimsha every Friday night, Hebi also Lebeisei. He used to go into his house. Some say, so next Gemara's Mashm used to make Kiddush. Hebi Beis Shimsha, Hebi also Lebeisei. It happened once, who be Shimsh, happened once Friday night, also Shifsa, Kokori Abova, that a neighbor came into the house to call the mother, and they never dreamt the Rebbe was there. His Omra Amsei, so the maid in the house said, Shtiko, Shah, be quiet. The Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe's here. Rebbe came to visit us. Is Kivon the Shoma, when this happens, our neighbors heard that Rebbe's here, and went around, everybody's talking, that Rebbe came back again. So the Maisu was Shublo Yosef, from then on Rebbe didn't come back anymore. Shalohitzi Laz al Tzadikim Rishonim. Not to be Maitzi Laz, another Tzadikim. In other words, this is a mile of Tzadikim that Afilu B'misosom Korach Hayayim. A Tzadik, even after his Nifter, still called like he's alive. So really, other Tzadikim also could have done this. But other Tzadikim didn't do this. So Rebbe didn't want to, like, to be Korah, people will think that only Rebbe was a Tzadik and not other Tzadikim. So therefore, Rebbe stopped coming home on to make Kiddush Friday night. But Akobah Rebbe used to come to make Kiddush. He said, they served me when I was alive, they'll serve me after I die also. They thought to say, who the comer, this world it means. That Kivon the Chazu, they thought to say, well, in this world he'll still be alive. But Kivon the Chazu, the Kodim Rosayu Rasayu, when they saw that these two people died, before Rebbe died, Amr, they said, you know what Rebbe meant to tell us? Shmamin alhu alma hu dekomar. That Rebbe meant to say, in Olam Habo, they'll also be able to serve me. Why did he say this? To Lelemu, they should not say, Milsa voilu. That really these two people did Averis. And the only reason why they were living so long was because of the Chus of Rebbe. So that Rebbe said, no, you should know these two people are Tzadikim, and even in Olam Habo, they'll be Zercha to be Meshamish me. Omalahen, then Rebbe said, the Chachmi is only Tzorch. I want to talk to all the Chachmi Yisrael I want to talk to. Is Nichtuchu Etzle Chachmi Yisrael. All the great people came in to visit Rebbe before he was dying. Omalem, so Rebbe told him, Al Tafsiduni Biayoris. Don't make my Aspedim in the small towns. Ayoris means in the small towns. Mashmoni in the big town, make a Hespet for me. But not in the small towns. We'll soon see why. Also,